Carol, did you support this proposal?
There's a sign in my yard that says vote yes.
Okay, what's your take after waking up this morning and seeing that it failed?
Well, you know, I think there are a number of issues out there that we're dealing with right now. The mayor talked about the economy. I think that's absolutely true. I think that there were some concerns about whether there was some surety that the money would go where it was supposed to go. I think those were some. If you look at the turnout, we only had 16% of the voters turning out. You had, looking at one precinct here, that there were 39 yes votes and 31 no votes, and that vote, and that made it for the entire precinct. I have another precinct that was 21 to 25. So, you know, I think whether it's voter apathy, whether it is there's so much on voters' minds right now that trying to work a couple of jobs, whether that meant they felt their vote counted, I'm not sure. I think where we are right now, though, is we have to pick up the pieces and look at what this means for the budget and move forward from there.
I have two questions for you, Carol. First of all, John Pollard from the No More Taxes Committee, a regular at your meetings, thinks that the city council and that the mayor have too much focus on the downtown and there isn't enough focus on helping the surrounding area of the city. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I've said for a number of years that we have to have a balance with that. When you see all the development and all the things that are happening downtown, whether we're talking about rain gardens and traffic circles and the fact that there are neighborhoods that are hurting, we have to look at how we balance that. And I think that you can go into neighborhoods and see the decline. There, as people come into the downtown, it needs to look just as nice and be just as appealing as what it is once you get into downtown. And I think those are things that we are critical to the city.
The council could have voted and can still vote for a 3.72 mil increase without the voters' approval. Will that happen?
I don't believe so. I think some of the council members have repeatedly said, and I think when Kathy Dunbar put forth this initiative to begin with, her comments were that, you know, we were going to listen to the public, and if the public said no, then we would move on from there. I think even the mayor has made some of those same statements. So the fact that listening to the voters, and that's why the budget that was presented to us had the cuts already in them.
Carol, as someone who works in the city, someone who pays taxes because I work in the city, and as someone who has lived in the area for more than 15 years, I'm worried. When I see schools closing, when I see folks moving out of neighborhoods because of that, when I see city services about to get cut, I see less incentive for people to live in the city, and I worry about that. Do you see this as a city in decline?
Oh, I absolutely worry about that. You know, I understand schools of choice. I understand that, you know, how that affects neighborhoods. But when you see vacant buildings, when you see the foreclosed houses, when you see the fact that the incline with rental properties versus home ownership, you know, all of those things play a vital impact on how people look at our community. And our work is not done by any means. We have to continue to look at what it is that brings people into the city, how we can keep them, and make sure that they feel good about the city that they live in.
Thanks, Carol.
Thank you.